Outfielder Alex Call is working his way up the chain of pro baseball. The Chicago White Sox third-round pick from 2016 was dealt to the Cleveland Indians over the winter after advancing to double-A ball with the Sox last season. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Sports and Commentary. My name's Greg Stewart. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can look us up online anytime for more info or if you'd like to give to support the show at WWIB.com. Former River Falls High School Wildcat star Alex Call is back with me from the Indians minor league camp in Arizona. So, Alex, this professional baseball adventure began for you in 2016. You were a third-round pick of the Chicago White Sox in the draft. What was draft day like for you?
Well, I was at Perkins in River Falls. It's no longer there with my family. That was our favorite spot. And just got a call from one of the White Sox scouts and said, hey, we're thinking about drafting you. And got a call from my agent, kind of talk it all over. And ended up not getting a firm decision until right when I got drafted. So was kind of left with some speculation. But it was a tremendous day, lots of excitement. My family was there. My girlfriend was there. We had a little bit of a, the night before when the draft was on TV, we had a little bit of a party with some of my local friends to celebrate the fact that I would be drafted. So it was a tremendous day, lots of excitement, and, you know, very, very thankful for all the opportunities that God's given me, and, you know, so thankful for it.
Yeah, you went from A-ball to double-A ball for the White Sox last year. I think wound up at Birmingham, their double-A affiliate. Tell me what 2018 was like for you.
Yeah, so started in high A Winston-Salem, and got a call up at the halfway point to Birmingham double-A, and you know, kind of had a little bit, I did enough to get a promotion, but still felt like there was a lot left for me to, as a player. I know I wasn't playing to my peak potential, and a lot of that was just dealing with the daily struggles of going through baseball. There's ups and downs, there's highs, there's lows, and consistency was the biggest thing for me that was hampering my full potential, I believe. And so after taking the off season and kind of addressing some of those things, I feel as if I'm in a great position to learn from some of the mistakes that I made last year and really capitalize on the opportunity this year.
Okay, so break this down for us. What are some of the things that you'd like to improve on as a player this season?
It all stems from being completely locked into my own movements, especially at the plate. So when dealing with the obstacles, the failures, the ups and downs, sometimes I have tendency, or last year I would have tendency to try and tinker with my swing, tinker with what's going on in that department, and led to a lot of thinking and inconsistencies, which is not how you want to go about a 140-game season. And I believe this year I'm completely grounded in my movements after hitting with my hitting coach, Benny Craig, in Indiana. And that will give me the confidence to go out and compete the entire year with no need to tinker or change anything.
Yeah. Well, just the title pro baseball player is pretty glamorous for most fans. Can you give us an idea of what life is really like in the minor leagues? Realistic picture of life there, playing you know, A ball or double A ball or triple A ball.
Well, it's definitely not glamorous by any stretch, especially in the minor leagues. We live about five guys in a three-bedroom apartment during the season to, you know, make ends meet. because a lot of guys don't get big signing bonuses. So they are trying to make ends meet with a $500 paycheck every 2 weeks. And so you have to absolutely love baseball because it gets to be a grind over the course of 140 games. I love baseball, so for me, I enjoy the grind. I enjoy the routine of each day, the preparation and the work that goes into it. But you definitely have to have that mindset going in because if not, it'll kind of tear you up. And the other thing is you get used to the long bus rides. You know, if you're new to the team, doubling up on the bus for several-hour rides, you know, up to – I've had, you know, 12-hour rides on the bus, then getting to a hotel at, like, 6, 8 a.m. in the morning and being having to play that night without getting much sleep at 7 o'clock. And so there's definitely ups and downs, but you get to play baseball every day and you get paid for it. So it is the ultimate dream, and you obviously have the goal of getting to the big leagues where a lot of those perks are multiplied out. So it's I enjoy it. I enjoy every day. I enjoy every minute of it.
All right, outfielder Alex Call of the Cleveland Indians organization. He's from River Falls. I think we'll pick it up there, talk about your Western Wisconsin roots next time, Alex, and have you share your story of finding Jesus as your Savior. So we'll do that. Thanks for being here, and we will talk soon, okay?
All right, sounds great.